Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our village board meeting for Tuesday, April 21st. This is the village's first virtual, and I hope these don't last forever, but I thank everyone for participating in it. And we will call our meeting to order. Roll call, Trustee Atwood.
Here.
Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Sampson.
Here.
Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
President Rafter here. All present and accounted for. Do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda as presented?
Matthew, move to adopt as presented.
Thank you.
Bob, second.
Thank you. We have a motion to adopt the agenda and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. And we would like to do this. We'll move on to agenda item number three, presentation of election certificates. We would love to do this in person and celebrate, but we will just take this opportunity to congratulate our trustees for winning their election, but more importantly, we'd like to thank you for your continued service to our community. That is for Mr. James Genrich.
Congrats.
Christopher Sampson. Oh, yeah. And Mr. Matthew Harris. I could do that, couldn't I? There's one. Two. Not working very well. Okay. But congratulations, all of you. Thank you for your continued service. And Debbie will get your certificate to you if you don't have one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Announcements. Is Chris on the phone? Chris Clark? Okay. There for the 2020 special event run walk status as of April 15th. The events that have been canceled or rescheduled due to COVID-19, cystic fibrosis walk on May 2nd is canceled. Walk to Mary on May 2nd canceled. MG walk rescheduled from May 9th to September 13th. Arthritis walk for May 31st is canceled. Crack donut walk is June 6th. Ellen run for June 13th is canceled. Alloway Fest for June 14th is canceled. Events still scheduled at this time are Movie in the Park on June 12th, July 10th, and August 14th. Pooches and Pints for June 18th. Senior Picnic July 1st. Green Bay Area Catholic Walk, August 15th, ASNEW for September 12th, Pooches and Pints Barktoberfest on October 10th, and Craft Show on November 7th.
Excuse me, Mr. President?
Yes, sir.
I think there's individuals still trying to get on.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Got him. Oh, that was Chris.
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you now, and I just went through all your special events, Chris. Sorry, I didn't see you waiting.
That's all right.
Is there anything other than what was on the handout?
No, not at this point. With the Pooches and Pints, I don't know if Trevor mentioned it, but staff will be looking at that probably about May 4th, whether or not we continue with that event or if we cancel it.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Excuse me, I'd just like to mention to Chris,
yes,
that I was impressed with the virtual offerings that were on the website.
Well, thank you. I will pass that along to Matt. That was all his doings, and he's worked very hard on that.
Thank you.
I would just like to make an announcement that the elections in the village of Nellaway went extremely well, and I would like to recognize Debbie and Carrie and all of our staff members who were involved in setting up the logistics and helping people come in, vote, and get out safely and efficiently. So to everyone, including our poll workers, we are very thankful for your service and for what you do, and you did a great job. Any other announcements from village trustees? Any other announcements from village staff? Hearing none, we will move on to item number 5, public comments. The agenda that was sent out, we asked anyone interested in saying anything at the meeting to put it in writing via email and send it to us, and we did receive one. Well, at least one. And one is from Mr. Clarence Matuzak. Says to the village board, I'm in favor of the village trying to help our local businesses, but at this point I don't know exactly what that might be or require. I would like to be kept informed of any special meetings regarding this matter. Perhaps a special single-purpose ad hoc committee or task force could be appointed to study what the best method might be. Makeup could include 2 board members, economic development committee members, business owners, and 1 or 2 private citizens. If the board would so choose, I would be willing to serve on such a committee to provide whatever worthwhile assistance I might be able to provide. My body is failing, but I think my brain still functions well. So, Mr. Matuzak, as always, we are very thankful for your willingness to help and your willingness to share thoughts and experiences with us. We did receive another item as well from a village resident, Mr. Steve Thompson, 14-year resident of the village, and he's upset late about what happened today regarding spring cleanup. And I know village staff has this stuff. We will be contacting him, but he had his spring cleanup out at the curb for quite a while, and then he was informed that we wouldn't be picking it up because it doesn't work in the back. So I would ask, I see Mr. Keaton, so Sean, if you don't have that, I'll get it to you, and I'd like to please follow up with that. Okay. And those were the only comments I received. Did any other village board members receive any? Yeah. Next time we may get a little more elaborate and see what we can do to open the lines, but this one we wanted to make sure that everyone had access, but still we figured out all the technology. Okay, moving on to action item number 6, action regarding citizen and village trustee appointments to village committees, boards, and commissions. This time every year, some people roll off, some people stay on, and some new people come on. We are very thankful this year that we have 7 new applications for committee members. So new residents getting involved in our committees to help our village run well, and we're very thankful for that. The new appointments to, and we're also very thankful to the folks who have served on our committees and continue to serve. Changes to the Board of Appeals, Barb Copperood is going to be a second alternate, moving from second alternate to a regular member. Elizabeth Cody is what I'm recommending and asking for approval from the board. Elizabeth Cody moved from, or becoming a second alternate from third alternate. On the Economic Development Committee, Mr. Jared Schmidt going from second alternate to, or he's going to be added as a second alternate. He is also a new applicant. On the Historic Preservation Committee, Denise Moore is a new applicant. On the Park and Rec and Forestry Committee, Mr. Michael Borowski and Heather Gentry are both new applicants and offering to serve. And on the Plan Commission, we have Michael Lefebvre and Elizabeth Cody as new applicants to that board, and we will move Mr. Albert from second alternate to first alternate. So do I have a motion on this item?
This is Lynn, who's to approve.
Trustee Green, I heard, moved to approve. Do I have a second?
Can you provide the second?
Oh. Okay, we'll give Jim a second there.
All right.
Okay, we have a motion to approve these generous residents to serve on our committee. And a second, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moving on to item number 7.
Jim?
Yes.
Jim, there is a... appointments on the back page.
Oh, I apologize. For the Public Works Committee, we have Kurt Feiler. Right? But he's been on that committee.
Right, he's returning, but then you need to make the board appointments and the weed commissioner.
Oh, okay, thank you. And if it's okay with everyone, I would, especially with the board staying where it is, I would like to keep the current appointments to the current committee. And, okay, so Kenny and Jim both okay with that? Any concerns from village board members? Okay.
Good. One thing real quick. Just in terms of how the sheet is laid out, weed commissioner, do we need to change the year? I think it says 2020.
Yes.
Thank you. Very much. Okay, we have a motion and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Is that Green and Genrich?
Yes.
Adding to
Dart. Or yeah, Lynn Green and Jim Genrich.
Approving both committee members and board appointments and weed commissioner.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Action item number 7, Resolution 2020-08, ratifying emergency declaration in response to COVID-19 resolution. As you are probably all aware, I did sign a resolution, an emergency declaration in response to COVID-19 back when this whole thing started. And I signed that on March 20th of 2020, and according to our laws in the Village of Alloway, it needs to be ratified by the Village Board. So what we would be approving is, whereas according to 323-14-4B in the statute, the attached resolution signed by Village President James F. Rafter on March 20th, 2020, is hereby ratified as written and approved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway, 21st day of April, 2020. Do I have a motion on this item?
Lynn, move to approve.
Bob, second.
Rob, Trustee Atwood is the second. We have a motion to approve the ratification in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 8, action regarding resolution 2020-07, thanking Pat Smith for her years of service as water and utility clerk. Resolution reads, whereas Pat Smith is the last employee to have worked out of 3 water department offices in the village, the community center at 2143 Southwester Avenue, the old village hall at 1649 Southwester Avenue, and the new village hall at 1900 Lyle Street. Be it resolved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloy, County of Brown, State of Wisconsin, that the Alloy Village Board wishes to thank Pat Smith for her 33 years of dedicated service as the water utility clerk with the Village of Alloy, and to honor Ms. Smith with a resolution in recognition of her excellent service to the community. Passed and approved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloy the 21st day of April 2020. Do I have a motion on this item?
Russ, move to approve.
Trustee Stanton.
Bob, second.
Trustee Atwood with a second. Any discussion? The Village of Alloy, we are blessed to have many people who served many years and decades for us, and we're very thankful, and to Pat, we are very thankful. So we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 9, discussion action regarding Public Works Department. Mr. G.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Great.
Yes. Okay.
You are muted.
Let me. Okay, Sean, you should be good now.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
All right.
I have everyone else on mute.
Okay. I want to quickly run through. Projects that are receiving funds from the bonding that we had secured from last year, and give you an update on the cost. And there were a number of projects that are receiving bond funds. Those projects include the reconstruction projects from last year, the engineering of the Doty Elementary Safe Road to School project, the Old River condominium trail project, standpipe repair project, the reconstruction of Blackhawk Drive, the construction of the Bethel Baptist Pond project, which hopefully will start soon with your approval, and the Green Isle Park improvement project. Julie and I both have summarized the expenditures to date. We feel that at the completion of these projects, there will be excess funds available to put towards unplanned projects. Like I said, there are a couple of projects that that I'm proposing for these excess funds. The first project being to begin the engineering of next year's reconstruction projects at an estimated amount of $140,000. And to fund sanitary sewer and lateral replacement project on St. Mary Street. The St. Mary's St. Mary sanitary sewer project would be partially funded by the utility general fund and bond money. At the completion of the projects that we had originally planned for under the bond, we'll have, roughly speaking, about $300,000. And I don't believe you guys have the spreadsheet that I had put together. I provided you a summary, but I guess I'm looking for your approval to move ahead on the unplanned projects I had just mentioned. But we can go through some of the other items that I have before you make any recommendations. Or make any motion, sorry. Why don't we go?
You know what? As long as we're here, why don't we let anyone ask questions if they have any questions?
Okay.
Get you guys off mute. If you're on speaker, I ask you.
You are unmuted. You are muted.
Okay, we'll try this again. If anyone is on the phone with a speakerphone and or using your phone and PC at the same time as speakers, please shut one of them off.
You are unmuted.
How are we doing?
Sounds good so far.
Okay. So are there any questions for Sean on this? So we have the money to do the projects, right?
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Do we need a motion for that?
I wonder if we don't want to go through the other items and come back. I'll leave it up to you.
Let's take them one at a time just to see. Or do they depend on each other, Sean?
They do, yes.
Okay, we'll wait.
Okay. So the intent of this next item, I want to do my best to keep this at a level. I want to focus on, and I'll bring this back, and I promise to take the CIP back to the Public Works Committee and then to the Village Board. I want to focus on the streets that we're proposing to reconstruct in 2021. The reason for that is that I want to begin the engineering on this project. With the goal of having plans and specs by middle of December. So it's critical that we get started now. The three projects that we have listed for reconstruction in 2021 are Beaumont Street from Green to Mission Road. That street has a current pager rating of 2. Culp Street from Libel East to Termini or East River. And then Roselawn Boulevard, the west half of Roselawn Boulevard from Riverside Drive East, roughly speaking, 15 to 1,600 feet. Back up, Culp Street has a pager rating of 2. Roselawn Boulevard has a pager rating or a surface condition rating. There's another thing that comes into play when we rank these streets, not only the surface condition, but it's also the condition of the underground utilities. We in the village, we do have a target-rich village with a number of streets that need to be reconstructed. These are the three that we have proposed for 2021. What I'd like is to have you agree on these three streets. Agreement that as shown in the CIP, as shown on the plan. This doesn't mean that we're going to be proceeding with the construction, but agree that these three streets as shown on the plan to begin to go out and set out an RFP to select a consultant to survey and to put together plans for these projects.
When would the actual expenditures take place?
In 2021, the construction of the projects. The engineering would hopefully get started middle to end of June.
And that's the $515,000? I'm looking on the first page of your street resurface. Oh, that's street resurface.
That's street resurface. If you go to the next page, in purple, we have listed the street reconstruction projects.
Yeah. And so the $3.5 million, how much of that would be spent in this fiscal year?
Zero.
Okay. So the actual moving forward is based on budgeting for next year.
Right.
Okay. So basically you're looking for an approval to focus on those streets.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. What else?
Give you a quick update on the Andalusia Court sanitary sewer repair project. We had received quotes from two contractors M&E Construction and Lamers. And we had gotten, we had accepted the low bid of $23,500 from M&E. We had construction late last week. It was Friday of last week. The work has started. The cost of this work has come in quite a bit under what we had estimated and what we had budgeted. They're currently putting it in the pipe now. They're using a trenchless method called pipe bursting, and they're pulling the pipe through the existing pipe as we speak. You know, with the hope of having this work complete by Thursday this week.
Okay, what's next?
One of the unplanned projects that that I'm hopeful to get funding for from excess bond money available, the improvement of the St. Mary's sanitary sewer. This work would be in conjunction with the street rehabilitation project. The existing sanitary sewer is aged and in poor condition. What we're proposing is to replace the existing pipe, the existing sanitary sewer, using a cured-in-place pipe, a trenchless method. We're also proposing to improve the sanitary sewer lateral. Those are located within the limits of the street rehabilitation project. We're proposing to improve those there to replace those with another trenchless method called pipe bursting, the method that we're currently using to repair the Andalusia Court sanitary sewer. Street rehabilitation project is, weather permitting, going to start the week of May 4th. We would stage the work such that, given the approval to move ahead with the sewer repairs, to do it in sequence. The last item I wanted to give you quick update, hopefully your approval. The 17th of March, we received 6 bids for the construction of the Bethel Baptist Pond. The low bidder for this project was Dorner Inc. In the amount of $564,416.11. The bid did come in above what we had, or what I had budgeted for in the bonding, but under what we had estimated. Some of the reasons why it had come in higher than what we had estimated or what I had budgeted for was I had used the engineering estimate that was put together for the grant, and that grant was put together in 2018, and we had seen a fairly drastic increase in unit prices in 2019. It come in about $170,000 over what I had budgeted. However, we do have money available in under our bonding that could be used to allow us excess funds that would allow us to move ahead with this project. We had scheduled to get it done this year. We can postpone this project. We do have DNR funding of $135,000. The DNR, due to COVID-19, would allow us to extend the completion date for this project, the completion date of the grant from the end of this year to next year. However, with the potential of having a reconstruction project in 2021, we would like to take on this project now when we have staff availability to go and inspect the work. So those are the items if we could start up at the top and I could provide you recommendations for the approval of these projects.
Yes, does anyone have any questions for Sean on any of the projects yet?
Yeah, I have one. This is Chris. Just when you talk about materials on that pond, the biggest ticket item is 48-inch pipe. Is that what went way up?
Yes. Yes, the amount of about $33. We had estimated per foot cost of about $110, and it was bid at $144. In an attempt to get a better price, we had provided the contractor an option for pipe material. We had allowed the use of a number of different pipe materials, concrete being one, high-density polyethylene pipe was another, and I believe PVC. I had felt that by allowing the contractor to utilize HDPE pipe that we could see a significant saving. Unfortunately, we didn't. I was expecting a unit cost of somewhere less than $100 a foot.
I'm just asking. I was curious, and I get curious. This would be pipe that's downstream of the pond?
Upstream
from the pond. And I'm just curious, I've never been on the board when I've seen that money, and it seems like a heck of a lot for a pond, and all that reinforces for me is the village puts a lot into stormwater management. So when we're talking about the responsibilities of various property owners and things we can do, the village puts a ton of money into, I guess that's kind of new to me. So thank you.
Okay, Sean, what are your requests for motions?
I would like approval to move ahead with the use of bond money for two unplanned projects. I would like to begin the engineering on next year's reconstruction projects. I would like to use excess bond funds to move ahead with the surveying and engineering of the 2021 street and utility reconstruction projects. And I would like to use bonding to help fund the sanitary sewer replacement on St. Mary Street, the sanitary sewer and lateral replacement.
Those are leftover bond funds, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Does anyone want to make a motion on this? Matthew.
I had a quick question before the motion, if I could, please.
Yep.
So there isn't, even though we have a listing as a draft in front of us, there isn't anything with regard to the street resurfacing projects for 2021 yet that would be finalized. That's what we just have is a draft for resurfacing, correct?
Yes. I'm hopeful that in May that I can take the draft CIP to the Public Works Committee and run through it in detail with them to get feedback from them, apply any comments that they may have to the plan, revise it, and then bring it back to the village board. My focus is just on those streets shown to be reconstructed in 2021.
Perfect. Thank you.
Did you like to make a
motion? Is Jim Genrich still on and Lynn Green?
Yes. This is Lynn.
Okay. I'm just thinking Lynn and Jim are both on that committee. If they have any input, I would appreciate it.
Right.
And
go for it.
I was just going to say we had some good discussions on all of those things. and I think the census of the committee was to move forward, especially given some of the opportunities with grant money, et cetera. Some innovative sanitary work by pulling that tube through there, or expanding us by not the exact right term, but pretty creative, and some cost savings while we're eventually, within the next year or so, redoing that whole street. So that was referencing St. Mary's. But, yeah, I, as a Public Works Committee member, would strongly support moving ahead with these projects.
Thank you.
Lynn?
Yes, no, I completely agree. And if we have the money to do them and we can do them, it's well worth accelerating them.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments? Brett?
Yeah, I think upon your motion, and Julie, please correct me if I'm stating this wrong, that the motion would be to use excess bond funds and allocate them to the appropriate utility. Would that be correct, Julie?
Yeah, I don't know that that needs to be part of the motion. That'll be part of the accounting on the back end here.
All right, just so you know.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll accept the motion on this item if anyone so chooses.
This is Jim. I'd make that motion.
This is Rob. I'll be seconding. Or Lincoln.
Okay, we've got a motion by Jim Genrich, seconded by Lynn Green. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
I just want to confirm that you're approving the three unfunded projects.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's
good
it.
Question.
Okay.
Debbie, I had listed a third unplanned project. I'm going to hold off on the installation or we're moving ahead with the installation of new chlorine analyzers at the Alloway Connection Station until after receiving more information from Central Brown County Water Authority.
Okay, so it's just the first two.
The first two, yep. President Rafter, now that approval has been provided to fund these projects, I guess I'd like approval to begin the surveying and engineering of the reconstruction streets as shown on the 2021 CIP plan. That's the engineering you want to start doing?
Yes.
When would you start the engineering?
The first step would be to put together an RFP, send it out to a handful of consultants, select a consultant, probably middle to end of June. My hope would be to have a consultant selected and begin topo.
Okay. Is a motion on this item? Once again, it's using the additional funds left from the bonding.
Correct. What's that? Okay.
Is someone going to say something?
I just said this is Lynn, so move.
And Jim seconded.
Is that you, Jim?
Yes, it was.
Thank you. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, any discussion?
So they're amending their, are they amending the motion?
Making an additional motion?
Because we have two open motions now. Are they amending the first one to include the survey and engineering?
Yeah.
I would recommend that.
Okay.
If that's okay.
I would be willing to do that.
Okay.
Before you go much further, are you... Sean, there's also the Bethel Baptist and the St. Mary's that you're asking money for.
Yes.
So the motion should have incorporated the request for A through E. Would that made more sense?
Can we take one at a time, or
Can't we just do them all together? I mean, if there's enough, this is Lynn, sorry. If there's enough funds and what we're going after is doing all of them, if there's no discussion around them, can we do them as a whole?
I'm good with that.
Yes.
I think it would make it much easier over Zoom to do them that way right now.
Debbie, will that work?
I believe so. So A is moving forward with surveying and engineering of the three 2021 resurfacing projects.
Reconstruction project.
Reconstruction.
It would be to approve the funding for the two unplanned projects.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I know we want to get it done quickly, but let's just do it right. Let's take them one at a time. I'll accept the motion to approve the use of the 2019 street and utility reconstruction bonding expenditures for projects on, Sean, where?
The engineering of the 2021 street and utility reconstruction project. And the funding of the sanitary sewer and lateral replacement on St. Mary's Street.
Okay, do I have a motion on this item?
Jim will move to approve.
Thank you, Trustee Kenrick.
Lynn,
second.
Okay, we'll give it to Rob. He jumped in there. Okay. Hi, Rob. Trustee.
Hi.
Any discussion?
No.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes.
Was there a no?
Item 9, review of draft five-year or approval for the 2021 street and utility reconstruction project and approval of the 2021 street and utility reconstruction engineering services. Do I have a motion on this item?
Jim will move to approve.
Thank you.
Matthew, second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. For MDLA court?
It's just an update.
It's just an update. And then the rehab. So we also want to use excess bonding funds for rehabilitation of St. Mary's Sanitary Sewer, correct?
We've already gotten a motion approval to do that. This would be to move ahead with the improvements sanitary sewer. To move ahead with the improvements to the St. Mary's Sanitary Sewer. I think we may have already done that with approval of the funding for that project.
Okay. Well, I'll accept the motion to allow.
Brad's got something to say.
Yes, Brad.
I was really confused on what was being approved and not approved. Did you not just approve the 2021 reconstruction projects? Because that's not what we're asking for.
Just the engineering.
Okay, yeah.
That is my understanding as well, just the engineering part of it, because we discussed that there'd be no, the expenditures wouldn't take place until 2021 if we move forward with them, correct. I just got a little confused on what we were approving and not approving. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. So, who made the motion on 9B?
Jim.
Okay.
Jim and Matthew.
Okay, so just to clarify, you're good on approving the expenses for the engineering for those projects?
Correct.
Lynn?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going into the engineering work on it.
Yep. Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Motion to approve the work on St. Mary's sanitary sewer. Do I have a motion on that item? I'll make said motion. Any second?
A second, Penny.
Thank you, Penny. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Sean, on the Bethel Baptist Pond Project bid results, you're looking to, for approval to move forward on that project.
Or we can postpone, he said.
I'd like to move ahead with the project. I guess I'm looking for a motion to award the project to the low bidder, Dorner Inc., in the amount of $564,416.11.
Okay.
If I move to accept the low bid of Dorner and move ahead with the Bethel Pond project at the price listed in our handout.
Thank you, Trustee Sampson. Do I have a second?
Lynn, second.
Thank you. All those in favor, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. And I believe, Sean, this is the one that we could delay, right? Because, which is the water tower repair project. But you would still like to go ahead with that?
The Bethel Baptist Pond project.
Oh, it was. Okay. So we'll move on to 9F, the water tower repair project, contractor's insurance policy. So are you looking forward to, looking for a motion to approve the work to be done?
Well, I just want to provide an update on the project. Earlier this year, we had awarded the project to Water Tower King & Coates. They had 15 days to secure the insurance requirements and obtain the bonding. Unfortunately, they have not been able to obtain the required insurance policies for the project. And as a result, we're going to have to move on to the second low bidder. But this is just an update. We're still working on this issue and bring it back the first village board meeting in May.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions for Sean on anything? Okay, move on to item 10, action regarding Arbor Day proclamation. Mr. Clark, you still with us?
Yeah, I just had to unmute. This is our annual Arbor Day proclamation that we bring to the board every year. Arbor Day is still the last Friday in April. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do any events or anything with the school. Or with the kids this year, but something that we, like I said, we bring to the board every year and in honor of Arbor Day.
Okay. So do I have a motion to approve the Arbor Day proclamation?
This is Lynn, absolutely.
Rob, second.
I'm sorry, who's second?
Rob.
Trustee Atwood seconds. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve the Arbor Day proclamation and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 11, action regarding pickleball court resurfacing contract award. Mr. Clark.
Yes, we went out for quotes for resurfacing the tennis courts at Kiwanis Park and painting pickleball courts. We're looking to put 6 pickleball courts on that court structure. We received 4 quotes for that with Valley Seal Coats with, having the low quote of $19,912. That is within our budget. We had budgeted $25,500 for this project. And in addition to that, we did receive a $6,000 grant from the Green Bay Packer Foundation. So looking for approval to award this and so we can get on their schedule to hopefully
get that project rolling mid-summer.
Mid-summer? Okay. So that's the time frame when they would do it mid-summer, Chris?
Yeah, that's our hope. That's our hope. Some of the contractors were pushing into July, August, so hopefully we can, with Valley, they can get us in there a little bit earlier than that even.
Okay. Very good. Do I have a motion on this item?
This is Rob. I move to approve.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Penny, second.
We'll do the second.
Penny, or Trustee Dart, second. And we have a motion. Or any discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 12, proclamation recognizing May as Historic Preservation Month. Trustee Fuller.
Thank you. Yeah, this is our annual proclamation that we make every year, recognizing May as Historic Preservation Month. Typically in years past, we've done things like open up the community center or other historic buildings or have done tours or some sort of celebration that kind of commemorates the event. But yeah, like Chris had mentioned with Arbor Day, unfortunately this year we will stick to maybe just an online event or something published on Facebook. As historically, the Historic Preservation Committee has approved this, but unfortunately they did not meet in April, so we're asking you to approve it.
I would make that motion to approve.
Trustee Emmerich. Do I have a second? Kathy, second. Trustee Harris with the second. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 13, helping Alloway businesses through COVID-19. Trevor.
Yeah, so obviously we're all aware of the situation we're in and the events that are unfolding and how they're impacting our local business community. Well, nationally, how it's affecting the economy. And so we're seeing programs that the federal government is issuing. They are helping and they are doing good things. However, there are some gaps. I saw today that it looks like there's going to be additional funds made available for the PPP program, which is one of the funds made available in the CARES Act. So that is good. However, we're looking at how we can continue to help the businesses here in Alloway, whether it be monetary assistance or through some other measure. We hosted a roundtable discussion yesterday. We had a few businesses attend that. We plan on having additional ones and plan on using that as both a information gathering for us to see how we can refocus our efforts, but then also as hopefully just a communication tool for businesses so that they can have a means of dialogue between different businesses in our community. Some of the things that the surrounding municipalities that are doing, the big ones come to mind, City of De Pere, Green Bay, Oshkosh, Suamico, I believe, is a revolving loan fund. And they kind of vary from, I think, $2,000 to $10,000 in amount. And this would be a loan, so it would be a it would have to be repaid. A lot of the communities that are taking that approach are doing a deferred payment for 12 months or something along those lines. So really, just looking for further direction from the village board, how we should be handling this situation.
And I'll jump in. At the round table that we held yesterday, there were four businesses, I think, three of which were closed because they were forced to close. One was a dog groomer or a pet groomer, one was a hairstylist, and one was a restaurant slash bar where, while he's not forced to close, he's forced to close except for takeout. And what I personally heard from them was that they want to get back to, and we also had the health facility, Eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
And what I heard from all of them is they want to get back to work. And we did make them aware of all of the programs that we were aware of at both federal levels. And there was a new grant offered yesterday starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, right when we had our meeting, that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation was giving out $5,000 grants. And at 2 o'clock, the site lit up and went up.
Fine.
So they had a lot of issues with it. I guess they got through it. What I heard today was that they cut off any further requests for that. Seems as though the requests they got filled up their ability to take care of things. Both Representative David Stepien and Jason from Senator Cole's office attended that meeting, and it was great to have them on because they gave some insight at the state level, plus they got to hear what our business owners were going through. I personally would have liked to get a better feel from more businesses. And Trevor and I were talking today, and yesterday we talked about doing it again, and I think the businesses appreciated it, the business owners. So we talked about doing another one on next Monday. I reached out to Congressman Gallagher today to ask them if they would like to participate, and he said absolutely. So I think, and I know I also reached out to Senator Johnson's office. So if we can get, especially with what's going on this week, we're told that something's going to happen at the state level. They're going to come out with guidelines on how they're going to spend the money and help people. And at the federal level as well, as was mentioned earlier. So I know from my perspective, one thing we can do and we are doing and we should continue to do is be an advocate for our business owners and be a resource to make sure we connect them to anyone and everyone that can help from any perspective. And just let them know that we're there.
President Rafter?
Yes.
My takeaway from that, because I sat in on it as well, and there was another business too, a CPA or an accountant. I forgot the name of her business.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Vandrea. But my kind of takeaway from it was everybody's kind of just looking for answers and places to go to get those answers because there's so much misinformation out there to direct people where to go. So I agree with you. What I heard was that people want to get back to work. But when they have questions, they need to know where to go to get those questions answered. You can be a best resource to them through our village website, having different links that they can go to. Well, it's a little bit of information that they can go and get, while still frustrating when you start clicking through some of those, because I've gone through a few of them myself just to kind of see what they're like. And it's like you into one rabbit hole, into another one, into another one, into another one, and then getting logged off unexpectedly. So it's a frustrating process. So anything that we can do from the village's standpoint, Trevor, to help narrow that frustration or reduce that frustration, I think would be the place that we could be most beneficial.
I would have liked to have seen more business to that.
And I hope it spreads, the idea spreads, and that we can reach even more businesses between now and next week and get a lot more. I'm hoping that maybe having our federal representatives as well as our state representatives on the phone, or representatives of their offices on the phone, actually hear from our business owners, straight from the business owner's mouth, if you will, what they're experiencing. And a lot of the loans and the grant programs, the PPP and the EIDL, we have a lot of sole proprietors in our village, and businesses that use contractors versus employees. So they really, one lady said, I filled out an application, but I really don't know if anything's going to happen. I didn't hear anything. So to be able to help them navigate those waters, I think that's a good service we can provide. And Trevor's been doing a great job at reaching out to our businesses. And Gail, the Alloway Business Association, helps spread the word. And I think we'll get more. I hope we get more. If not, one big question is, do people believe they need help? Or have they gotten the help they need through the PPP and the other services already? And we don't have the answer to that question. So hopefully we can get them together in a larger group to get those answers.
I have a question. I was not aware of the business roundtable. I'm a small business in Alloway, and I would have loved to sit in on that. I guess you could say I'm one that's falling through the cracks. I applied for the SBA loan, the SBA EIDL advance loan, PPP, and I also applied for the PUA today. And I also applied for unemployment. It's been 5 weeks since I've been able to work, and nothing has been coming in.
Picking up, could you do me a favor? Give us your name and address, please, and business.
Sure. It's Amy Wild, Castle Art and Import, and I'm 1418 South Clay Street.
I'm sorry, you said your name was Amy?
Yes.
And how do we spell your last name, Amy?
W-I-L-D-E.
Okay, great. And what was your business name?
Castle Art and Import, LLC. Okay. But I usually just go by Castle Art because that's what my website is.
Okay, great. Amy, if you could send Trevor an email, and his email is Trevor.
I think I have it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have it.
Okay. If you could send Trevor an email, he'll make sure that you get on any notification for what we do.
Okay, that sounds great.
Well, thank you for speaking up. I appreciate you.
No worries.
I am going to unmute all just in case. Is there anyone else on the line, a business owner, that has not been able to connect with us or would like to be kept informed of what's going on? Okay. Trevor, any other questions? Brad?
Yes, if maybe Amy reaches out to, when she reaches out to Trevor, if she would kind of highlight, you know, a lot of her needs and or, I guess, frustrations and stuff, so that we can help build that case as we're moving forward. It'd be real helpful to know what the challenges that she has faced and what is the biggest desire of help that she might need.
Absolutely, I can do that.
Thank you.
Other thoughts, folks? Chris?
I have a question for you, President Rafter, and also for Trevor. Trevor, you led with the revolving loan fund, and I guess I'm curious about that. Is that something the village owns, or is it kind of quasi-independent? And basically my question is that pretty easy to set up, easy and low risk? And then, Jim, you talked more about the village's ability with these smaller people who maybe don't have a big business bank, or, you know, that we could be a guide to help them see through. Which one is higher priority? Which one is more doable? If you guys could talk about that.
I don't know that we're in a position, quite honestly. And when we were talking about this during the roundtable, Representative Stephan said, and he wasn't being flippant, but he said the federal government makes money, the state doesn't, and local municipalities don't. We can borrow, but our budget is in a position that I don't know that we're able to do that. There are programs, and as Amy pointed out, she's applied to all of them, but she's competing with hundreds of thousands of other people. But hopefully, by us making sure that our legislators know what's going on, hopefully we can help get those resources that have already been identified to help them. And
so the revolving loan fund, maybe that's a little more complicated or a little more financial risk. Maybe that's not something you slap together in 3 days now, but maybe work on it if the situation improves but then comes back with a vengeance at a later time. Maybe we would have time to look into that.
Yeah. Trevor, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, so it's I guess it would be relatively easy to set up. We have a revolving loan fund currently. The facade improvement program was set up as a revolving loan fund through a TID. So the TID would be a potential financial source that we could draw from for certain businesses. And I guess Julie has looked into some other avenues as well. If we were to go to that route, we'd also explore some federal or state programs. The CDBG funds is where a lot of communities get the revolving loan funds from, and many communities have had established revolving loan funds through that program. There is some COVID-related stimulus CDBG funds available, and I have heard that they've kind of relaxed some of the income requirements that are associated with that. So that'd be something that we would explore too if that was an avenue that we wanted to go down.
From the CDBG is Community Development Block Grant?
Correct, yes. So that's a HUD program.
So I've had experience with HUD already, and I've been denied because I am the only employee, and they'll only do grants through HUD, or loans, I should say, I'm sorry, not grants, loans through HUD if you have, I think it's 3 employees or more, and I'm the only person in my business. So that was another door that was shut.
Yeah, Amy, I sense when inviting Congressman Gallagher and Senator Johnson to our meeting, I sent them both an email today letting them know that what I've heard from businesses that for sole proprietors, those who hire, you know, have contractors versus employees, they're really in a tough spot right now.
Yeah. But I wrote to Gallagher and I wrote to Baldwin, but I did not write to Johnson yet. So, and I wrote to the state assemblyman who told me to write to Baldwin and Gallagher and Johnson, but Johnson is still on my list to send a letter. This is all this morning. So.
Okay. Thank you for bringing up Senator Baldwin. I should have included her, and I will. But.
No, that's all right. I just ran out of time today. Being off of having no work is actually proving to be a lot of work. So it's just really, you know, kind of interesting. It's like it's been a full time job just trying to find some way to have my business survive until this is over with.
Okay. So Trevor, were you going something down another road or any other thing?
Yeah, I just wanted to again reiterate, I've spoken with several businesses. We had 4 businesses, 4 or 5 businesses on the roundtable yesterday. I think 3 or 4 of them I had not spoken to previously, although they had been receiving my emails. I've spoken with several businesses, and again, first and foremost is what was said on the roundtable yesterday. We just want to know how we can get back to work. We want to start working and getting revenue ourselves. A lot of what I've been doing is trying to be a resource already, making contacts, because businesses might not know who to approach from the state level or where to go and that sort of thing. There's different deadlines that businesses are coming across that they need help seeking an extension for, finding something like that. But what a lot of businesses are finding out, and similar to what Amy just said, is they just don't have the time or resources to apply for some of these programs. You know, unfortunately, the PPP and the EIDL programs are, well, fortunately, they're open to all small businesses. However, how the SBA defines a small business is any business with 500 employees or less. So I think when a lot of us think of a small business, we think of maybe 20 employees or less. But these programs that federal funds are made available to are open to anyone with 500 employees or less. And obviously a company with even 100 employees has a lot of resources at their disposal, maybe a lot of more personnel to kind of put things on pause and apply for these programs. And their lengthy programs or websites are crashing, and you know, that's really no fault of anyone except just the sheer volume of need that's out there. Again, those are the types of things that I'm seeing, the frustrations I'm seeing is, again, like Rob said, they're not really sure where to go. But also, when they do go to these places, they don't have an immediate answer, or they don't have the ability to put together something as quickly. We spoke with a business owner yesterday. She had applied for the PPP program, but by the time she got the application together, it was already tapped out.
I had my application like a week ago, or like, April 9th, I think it was. And I was so far back in line that I got a call from my bank saying, you know, and an email, recently called me saying, sorry, all the funds have been used up. But I'm in queue, but I don't know what that means. I'm in queue, but is there 100,000 people ahead of me? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. It's very frustrating.
We understand that, and thank you for sharing. And hopefully, now that you're connected with us, hopefully we can be of assistance to you.
Sounds great.
And I would ask anyone on this call, if you know a business owner, please have him contact Trevor about our next meeting and see what we can do to spread the word to all the business owners in Alloway, and see what we can do to help.
If I could just end on kind of a more upbeat message, it really has been inspiring to kind of speak with some of these business owners and just the optimistic attitude they all still have. Speaking with Willis McGee the other day, they're down 40% sales, but they're confident that they're still going to get through this and remain open, and they're very appreciative of all the customers that they still have coming through. David and Abby, I think we've all probably stopped up there and throwing a growler or something, but all these businesses, they're really just it's amazing to me the attitude. When you have your livelihood on the line, and you still are able to keep upbeat and positive. It's a good thing. It's encouraging. And if you all are already, I just encourage everyone to continue to support the businesses in Alloway.
Absolutely. And another nice note was during our call yesterday, Jason from Senator Cole's office, one of the ladies who's a dog groomer, a pet groomer, she couldn't understand why she couldn't conduct business. She figured a way to have a safe exchange of the animal, and nothing would happen. And he thinks, at least in this new proposal from the governor, that that should be fine, but she may even be able to do it now. So she gave him, or he gave her his email, and he's looking into it to see if he can help. So navigate, you know, the 800-page document or whatever the heck it is. So, but that's why we need those people. They know what's in there, and they know how to get things done, hopefully. Okay, any other thoughts on that? I think we just keep to collect, and Trevor, keep looking into opportunities, and if you want to come back at some point in time, if we feel it a need for any financial assistance, fill us in on what our opportunities are, and we can make a decision at that point.
Hey, Trevor, my compliments to you, too, for being proactive on that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good job.
Definitely.
Of course.
Okay. Moving on to item number 14, we'll take items 14A through D. Do I have a motion on the consent agenda?
Matthew, move to approve.
Thank you.
Any second?
Any second? Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 15, future agenda items. Is there anything a village board member would like to have on a future agenda? Hearing none. Before we adjourn, I will just wish everyone great health and happiness, and thank you for being there for each other. Like people were saying, people in the community are really trying to help each other, and they're really being positive. So let's do everything we can to help our folks and get through this goofy time. So I will accept the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Trustee Atwood, seconded by?
Second, Chris.
Trustee Sampson, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. I thank you very much, everyone. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Good to see your faces.